Students waited until the late afternoon to gather, bringing protest signs, as well as blankets, pillows, food, and water to sustain what they're calling an encampment. They gave speeches, joined in chants, and presented informative slideshows. Then, two tents were set up across in a recently built space that's officially known as the Peace Plaza. Student Joseph Souza led most of the protesters in chant and said he's supportive of even a small encampment.
You know, I support civil disobedience. I support students participating in civil disobedience. So if they wanted to encampment, the only way for it to be an encampment is for them to make it that way. And with our two tents here, I hope these students are committed.
A small number of officials from Ball State's administration and Ball State Police Department officers stood around the protesters during the demonstration. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns declined to release a statement on the protest. Ball State Police are allowing the tents to stay overnight, and there have been no arrests made. In Muncie, Thomas Ouellette, IPR News.